And so in the Hawaiian Huna tradition, which is said to have been handed down from the kahunas, there is a saying that says, energy flows where attention goes. We would call that the law of attraction. And so Ernest Holmes speaks about the law of attraction. He actually defines it in the Science of Mind textbook. He says, whatever we think, believe, feel, visualize, image, read about, or talk about are going into the subjective or subconscious state of our thought. Whatever goes into the subjective state of our thought tends to return again as some condition. Our thinking goes out and returns to us as the conditions of our lives. So while all of us would like to be free from the things that we do not want to have in our lives, the things that we don't like, and the things that we don't want to experience, what so often happens, though, is that is exactly where we keep our attention, on what isn't working and what it is that we don't like. What isn't working in our job and what isn't working in our relationship and what isn't working in the political system right now. We keep our attention there and then we complain about it and talk about it to anybody who will listen to us. And then, on top of that, we turn on the TV and we are bombarded by negativity, and the worst things that have happened in the most recent past in the world is the things they want to keep talking about over and over and over again and give us all the gory details about. And then, on top of that, we worry. What if? We worry. What if I don't heal from this dis-ease? What if the stock market crashes? What if that particular candidate becomes elected president in the United States? We worry about that stuff. And so Esther Hicks of the Hicks says, worrying is using your imagination to create something you don't want. If our thought is indeed creative, our worrying is emotion and thought, which is the most powerful kind of energy to create, then we are creating more of the same thing that we are focused on. So the title of my talk today is Expect the Best. And so I'm talking about the importance of recognizing our restrictive or limiting or destructive thoughts and beliefs and focus. I'm talking about the importance of recognizing our negative thinking and the things that we say to ourselves, like, I can't, or I'm not able to, or I don't deserve, or I would do this, but, to pay attention to those buts. And I'm talking about instead turning that around, and instead of telling ourselves those things, affirming the truth with a capital T. God's reality, that we live in this infinite potential that also lives in us. To turn those things around and instead to expect the best. Because those things activate the law of attraction that then avails us to the good that is already present. The good's already present. And I know the truth is that we all want to experience that good. We want to experience a life filled with good relationships and good health and abundance and peace and freedom from fill in the blank. And so Ernest Holmes says, all human misery is the result of ignorance, and nothing but knowledge can free us from this ignorance and its effect. And that knowledge that he's talking about is a knowledge of the truth. That truth with a capital T. The truth is, we live in a universe of infinite potential. We live in a universe, this invisible realm of boundless good. The truth is, the nature of the universe is to unfold itself as that good. To unfold itself and to express itself as that opulent good. It expresses as life and as love and as peace and abundance and creativity and wisdom and wholeness and power and good of every sort that you can imagine. That is the nature of the unfolding of that infinite potential. And the truth is also that our thinking creates the avenue through which it might flow into our lives, or our thinking repels from us the good that we want according to the nature of our thinking, the nature of our thoughts. So it allows it to come in or it blocks it. It's as if we are living in, surrounded and immersed in this bright golden light, but we pull the shades down by our negative thinking. And we pull the shades down, then we can't even see that the light's there because we're so busy focused on that negative belief that we're holding on to. The light hasn't gone anywhere. The light is still there. We are the ones who have pulled the shades down. They could not enter in because of their unbelief. Our unbelief keeps us from entering the kingdom that is already at hand, that is already present. And so then, if you are not experiencing in your life the good that you desire, then it behooves us to look at where our thinking is not in alignment with what it is that we desire to have in our lives. And so I remember years ago, I used to be a smoker. I smoked for decades, actually. And has anybody ever smoked and tried to quit smoking? You know how hard it is? Oh, it's really hard. So I knew at one time that I really should quit smoking, but I did not want to quit smoking because I really liked it. And so I got together with my practitioner, Reverend Tracy, and did a practitioner session and talked with her about that. I really know that I should quit smoking. It would be a really good thing, but I don't want to, and I don't know how to get from here to wanting to. And so we did this practitioner session, and then she prayed for me, did spiritual mind treatment for whatever it was that was between me and quitting smoking to be dissolved, to bring itself to the forefront of my consciousness if I needed to, and to let it go for it to be dissolved and resolved. I quit smoking the next day, and it was easy as pie. There was no struggle like when I tried to quit smoking before. It was easy. And so it behooves us to look at what those beliefs are, what those attitudes are, what the focus is that contradicts what it is that we want to have, so we can let it go. The beliefs that keep us from experiencing what we want, so we can let them go. And oftentimes we can't let them go until we know what they are. And sometimes, maybe it just takes treating and knowing the truth to help dissolve them also. So, what is that belief that you're holding on to? Do you have a belief or an attitude, or do you say to yourself, I can't have this? Do you tell yourself, I don't deserve this thing? Or do you believe in two powers, something separate from the only power in this world, which is the power of that infinite presence? Two powers like, do you believe in the power of contagion, or the power of illness, or the power of the stock market, or the power of your boss, or something other than that power that lives inside of you? Because in reality, there is only one power. There is only one power and one presence, and it expresses itself as everything. And it is infinite. It is in everything and through everything as everything. There is only one power, and it is your life. It is the essence of who you are. It is the good that is seeking to come forward and to express itself through you and through your life. That is the truth. I read this amazing quote this week that I love, Ernest Holmes. He says, "The universe only knows I am. It knows nothing else. The universe only knows I am. The universe only knows the infinity of its own being. The universe does not know lack, does not know blockage, does not know not enough. The universe only knows I am. It is that I am everywhere present as the only reality, as the only power. And so our job then is to know that there is no limitation in that ultimate reality. There is no withholding in that I am presence. The universe only knows I am. That is where healing occurs. That is where healing of body and affairs and relationships and everything happens in that I am consciousness. In that consciousness of the infinite good that is present. So we immerse ourselves in that truth. We remember the I am, and then we speak our word from that place of understanding and that place where there is no limitation. We then speak that word that love is present, love is available, love is here now. From the place of knowing that, we speak that word that peace is in and as a part of that I am presence. Peace is here and peace is available and peace is everywhere present. We speak the word that abundance and good is present, is here and is available at all times. We speak that word that the perfect intelligence of this universe and order is here and present and available now. We tell ourselves that truth. We speak from that place of knowingness. Wholeness is right here, right now. Ernest Holmes says, "The truth which we announce is superior to the condition we are to change. In such degree as we speak the truth, with a capital T, the Almighty has spoken." Do you get that? When we align ourselves with the truth and speak the truth, the Almighty is speaking itself into creation through our conscious agreement, through our alignment, through our openness. We speak the truth, and the Almighty speaks itself into creation through us as we agree with it. Love is here, now, present, the Almighty speaking itself through us. Peace is here, now, present, the Almighty is speaking itself into creation through us as we speak the truth. The Almighty, the all-power, the all-good, speaking itself into creation. We become the conduits. That's how it works. That's how we manifest things in our lives. That's how we create the demonstration. When there is nothing in us that denies the truth, we become that open conduit. And so years ago, my minister went to Russia when it first opened to teach Science of Mind. And she was there for some weeks. And one night, she was going back from teaching to the place that she was staying, taking the subway. She told many stories about the disrepair of things and not having light bulbs and lights and things. And she was down in the subway, and it was very dark. And it was late at night, and she was the only one there. And she's standing waiting for the train to come. And a man came up to her with a knife and held it to her side. And she said the only thing she could think of to say that she knew in Russian was, "I love you." And he turned and walked away. Nothing in her denied the power of love. Nothing in her denied the reality of love and the power of connection and the power of oneness and the truth of enoughness, enough for everyone. In that consciousness, nothing denying that, there was no harm that could come upon her. So my invitation for all of us is to discover where our thinking is out of alignment with the truth. where our thinking is out of alignment with the things that we desire to have in our life, where we are entertaining the idea of two powers instead of one. To discover your repetitive and limiting and restrictive beliefs, and in their place to affirm the truth. If you have that idea that says, I'm not enough, to affirm the truth, I am enough. Why? Why are you enough? Tell yourself the spiritual truth, because you are made out of the infinite potential of the universe. That's why you're enough. Made out of the one and only substance. That is why I'm enough. If you tell yourself, I can't, because I don't know how, to tell yourself the truth, I can and I am, because the wisdom of the universe is guiding me right now into my good. If you tell yourself, I'm too young or too old or too fat or too short or too tall or too skinny or whatever the twos are that we do, to turn that around and tell yourself the truth, I have all that I need to succeed tremendously because I have the power of the universe inside of me. Tell yourself the truth instead of the story and the fear that you make up to tell yourself. So my invitation is to create an affirmation for yourself. Discover what it is that you're telling yourself that stops yourself, and then tell yourself, create an affirmation that you can carry with you all the time. Learn it and repeat it and use it. And if you don't know how to do that, a practitioner would love to sit down with you and help you create powerful affirmations that fit you and that will work for you and help you move through those blocks. Use spiritual mind treatment. Affirm the truth and treat until that part of you that doubts is absolutely convinced that that is the truth. Activate the law on your behalf instead of worrying. Treat until something in you shifts and you know something different. Identify yourself and your life with that infinite presence, with that activity of the one. That is who you are, and that is what your life is. And then expect the best. And then you'll be well on your way to creating changes in your life, to shifting things to be in alignment with your heartfelt desires and the things that you want in your life. You'll be experiencing greater good and making your desires your own living reality. And so blessings to each one of you on this path of really awakening to the truth that we live in this one infinite presence and that it lives and resides in us. And that out there and this in here is one and the same thing. Your life is the life of the divine. And so blessings to all of you. Thank you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer, that which we call spiritual mind treatment. And so how good it is just to lean back into that consciousness of knowing, to lean back into that place that resides within us that always knows, that never forgets, that is always present, and it is none other than our very soul. It is none other than our very spirit, which is the essence of the divine. For I recognize right now that that is all that exists in this universe. That one I am presence expressing itself as everything. That one I am presence that it permeates everything. That one I am presence that is the cause and the source of everything in this entire universe. And so I recognize everything around me, this life that I am living, this entire universe is the activity of that one, the activity of love and of peace and of potential and of good and of creativity, of abundance. This universe is filled with every single one of those qualities and characteristics of the divine, simply awaiting our recognition of it. And so today we recognize it as our very lives. We recognize it, that presence, as the very essence of who we are. We recognize that we are individuations of that one here on planet Earth, bringing that presence into this manifest reality as our lives, as the fulfillment of our desires, as the presence of peace and love. Everything that we are doing is bringing that presence into this world in a greater and a more profound way than ever before. And so I recognize today that we walk in this presence of good as this presence of good, that all that we desire is the divine itself speaking to our hearts and to our minds. Yes, this is the fulfillment and here which we have come to express and to be. And so I know that it is already available, that it is already here, and that it now is flowing through us and through our lives. How good it is to know that. And so I speak this word also for this country, the United States, for this world, for our politicians and decision makers, knowing that the wisdom and the intelligence and the love and the light of the divine right now is speaking to the hearts and the minds of every single one of these people. That the divine itself is unfolding itself through right decisions, through right action, through that which is good for the whole of humankind. For this is God's family, and this is our family, because there is only one family, one beingness, one I am presence. That is what is happening here today. And so I am so grateful to know this and to be this. And so it is with that I release this prayer into the perfect action of law, knowing that it perfectly is unfolding itself now. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.